Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast.
And the Naked English Woman, apparently.
And apparently the Naked English... Could you get dressed now, Julia, please?
Sorry. I thought you'd like it.
I do, very much. But I don't want all the viewers to listen to your...
Nakedness.
slapping about around the house. We are.
Graceful.
We are actually dressed. It's the 23rd of June, 2025. It's... 10 to 7, something like that, in the morning. It's windy out there.
Quarter to seven,
thank you. Correction from... windy out there and there's a bit of blue, but there's also a bit of cloud. And it's a bit cooler than yesterday, although, excuse me, yawning, it was a warm night.
Another very...
A very warm night. I woke up a couple of times, but... Did go to bed relatively early for me, which was nice. And got up and I'm just sort of still trying to unclog my face from the sleep. You know how your face feels like it's all been folded in? And I'm just trying to stretch it out and get the pug out the eye.
Need the ironing board.
And I got a cup of coffee and Julia's got a cup of tea and she's got to shoot off to home to relieve the... X from her parental duties while he goes to work, and she will take over, as is the game of tag that they're playing currently while they unfortunately are both living in the same abode.
I had a lovely week the other week with just my little one. Did miss my eldest, but it was so nice having the house to myself.
Yes, and your eldest was off with him to...
Allegedly help out with the in-law, but...
Yeah, so they were away. Yesterday, I typed the words, the end.
Ooh, exciting.
And that was a good feeling to have finished finished the book. I have got to go back through the last bits that I've been writing, the last chapter, which I aim to do today, and edit it and check the spelling. I read it to Julia yesterday. I was going, oh, cool, there's lines here that don't flow and don't scan and are wrong. I'd left the last chapter, really, to the very end, because when we were editing the book and going through it, I wanted to be absolutely sure I got... some of my loose ends tied up, and I wanted to be sure I was happy with the ending. I didn't want to write the ending and then go back and edit it and then find, oh, actually... And I wasn't really sure quite how I wanted to end it. There was lots of different ways, and in the end, I think I'm happy with it. Anyway, so I've got to edit that bit. We must be halfway, if not over halfway, on where Julia is reading the chapters... aloud, and we're both listening to it, and Julia's finding the errors that I've missed, because when you do that sort of thing, you become very word blind, especially when it's your own work, because you know what it should say and it may not actually say that, and you read it wrongly. So somebody else coming in reading it and saying, ah, that's the wrong there, there needs to be apostrophe there, doesn't need a comma there. Do you mean that word, or do you mean that word? And then I'm hearing it and going, hang on a minute, that doesn't scan. Or I'll say, oh, I've used came twice. They came in the room, and then somebody else came, you know, and you just go, well, we can be more inventive and what have you. I am not going to claim that I am, that it is a work of genius or anything like that, but I feel very happy that it's... completed. So my other thing I want to write today is the author's note, and another thing that needs to happen, whether it's going to happen today or not, I don't know, is I need to start gathering my resources page. I want, at the end, if you want to find out more information about what's going on in the world type thing, because it's a novel and maybe people have no idea, I want a resources page which will link to various websites so that people can go, oh, or YouTube channels and things like that, so that people can go there if they so wish. There won't be a long list, it's just a sort of an introduction, really.
Introduction to the roller coaster of waking.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, very, very pleased to have got that far. And then once Julia and I have done that, and we'll persevere as much as we can. So I imagine in a week or so, perhaps by the end of next week, that will be done. And then I will print up some copies and get them out to a couple of people who've said they will proofread for me. And once that comes back, those corrections done, in the interim, a cover will be produced. And then I need to work out, well, I now need to, this one of the jobs this week is to work out, do I put it on lulu.com? I don't want to do it on Amazon, but do I put it on lulu.com so it's available from there? Do I have it printed in the same manner that Tess Lorry printed hers at the World Council of Health when we went to her book launch? So she went to a book printing company, had 350 of them printed for a fee, and they came back absolutely delightful with dust covers and, you know, like a real book,
as it were. Book.
Like a proper book, of traditional book, let's say. Hardback, though, which, of course, in the world of printing, publishing, they always used to print, publish, blah, 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 hardbacks first. The hardback would come out, and 6 months later, or whatever it was, the paperback would come out. So they would. It was more prestigious, I suppose, to publish the hardback, and that was the only option. If people were hungry for it, they would spend the money to get the hardback. Now, of course, my little book is whatever, but I did think that might be, I mean, I am in a hurry to get it out, I'm in a hurry to get some income, but at the same time, anyway, I've got to think about these things, because normally people just stick it on Amazon, don't they? Everybody sticks it on Amazon, they talk about it on their thing. And
we're supposed to be awake.
Well, that's the trouble, you know. A friend of mine is awake, doesn't like the fact that it's on Amazon, but he still puts it on Amazon, and he says, well, in the end, you've got to, haven't you? And my argument is, well, unless people stand up against these things, we'll always just acquiesce all the time. It's the same thing, isn't it? It's because it's convenient. And when you say, well, you know, how do I... this, that and the other. I said, well, there are other companies. They may all be corporations, but they're not necessarily that one. You know, give the money to somebody else. So on lulu.com, and they're relatively big, I grant you, not as well known, and they are a corporation. But I think people can order from them anywhere in the world, and they'll send the book out in the same fashion. And the ones that I've had printed, just as good. And it, at this stage, it's anything but Amazon, really. Mm. I did print my children's book, Splidge the Cragflinger. I have printed 750 of those because that seemed to be a good price to get the per unit down. That's the problem. You know, you can have a few books done when you're printing them in the way that... proper printers do, as in a litho printing service where you get the plates and everything else, there's a huge setup cost, and so the more books you have printed, of course, the cheaper per unit they become. But you've got the huge outlet at the front end. And then you've got to store them because they come in boxes. And I remember when the 750 books comes in boxes, it was about eight boxes or something, nicely packed, everything else. And I've still got about five boxes left in the back room. You've got to store these things. And then you've got to have a plan to get shot of them. You know, like a tour where you take them and sell them at events, and we don't have that many events in the diary at the moment. Yeah. Anyway.
We do need to put some sort of date as soon as we can. with Hope Sussex because they would like to do your initial book launch.
Yes. Yes.
Very exciting.
That would be nice. That would be nice. Some sort of book. I mean, the thing about a book launch is you're supposed to have the press in, aren't you? That's really what a book launch is. You get the press and you so that the Daily Mail and the Daily Telegraph and what have you can say, oh yes, Richard's book was absolutely marvellous, you know, first class, blah blah blah, and then the press tell and the TV and what have you, they come along and are being smooched so that they tell the public. But you know, it's nice to have an event, isn't it? Where you, but I could call, I'm sure, on the audience and say we're having a book signing, and if you come, it's a 10% discount on the book. Something I don't know. I don't know quite how they see doing it, whether they're going to want to sell tickets to the event, because I could talk about the book and sell the book, do a bit of mime.
Everybody loves a bit of mime.
And then they could sell some food, I suppose.
Food and drink.
Food and drink, and make a bit out of it that way. I'll have to talk to them, and you know, if we can get people in to do it, and they can have a book. You could have a two-tier system in which you can just come to the event and buy the book if you want to, or you could buy a ticket that has the book in the price, and because it's in the price, it's reduced.
Mm.
So there's an incentive to buy the ticket, and you get a slightly cheaper book at the end of it. It means you've got to turn up because you've got to get the book. If you don't turn up, you don't get the book. You know, it's like... Because you wouldn't have the postage costs, you see, post and packing.
Very clever, very clever.
It's just, you know.
But, we do have some, you know, kind of media friends that we can invite.
Mm.
Like,
well, there's lots of YouTubers we can invite.
Exactly.
But anyway, there we are. How are we doing on the time front? 12 minutes. Julie's got to head off shortly.
Yeah.
So I've got to write the author's note. I think it's all preface. I don't know whether to call it the author's note or preface.
Did anyone get back to you and tell you?
No, but I have got... Ah, yes, but wait.
You have got it?
Yes, I have got it. I forgot.
Oh, you've got a book that tells you all about it. Of course you have.
Years ago. New Heart's Rules. The Handbook of Style for Writers and Editors. And right at the beginning...
It's a very handy hand-sized book.
It's a... It tells you... Here's a foreword. The foreword is a recommendation of the work written by another, other than the author. He or she is usually at the end of the piece. He or she is usually named at the end of the piece or in its title and the content. So that's the preface... is the section where the author sets out the purpose, scope and content of the book. In the absence of a full acknowledgement section, the author may include, in the preface, brief thanks to colleagues, advisers and those who helped. In other multi-author work, the preface may be written by the work's editor. Then you get acknowledgements, contents, dedication. The dedication is a highly personal expression on the part of the author. The publisher usually accepts its wording and content unchanged, and its design is usually subject to the author's approval. What when that of the rest of the book is not?
Mm-hmm. Is that pronounced foreword, or is it literally foreword?
Well, I suppose foreword. I always pronounce it forward, as in the foreword.
I think that's what's been confusing me.
Foreword. I suppose it's forward.
Yes, because it's not forward.
Yes, people can tell me. Maybe I've been pronouncing it, but I don't know. I've always heard people say it, or I've, for some reason, forward. Yes, I suppose it's because it's just...
If it's people don't
enunciate
quickly,
words...
They don't enunciate
precisely. Some words are not pronunciated as they're spelt, are they? Pronunciated.
Pronounced.
So, you know, you could go foreword or like preface. Some people say preface.
Yeah. Is that the Americanism?
Well, yes. And so, to me, preface doesn't sound right, whereas preface...
Yeah.
And that's the same with forward. It's like forward. Is
that sounds like you're just going not backwards.
Yes. No, I appreciate that. As opposed to
because when one speaks these words very quickly,
forward.
Yeah.
But it depends if you want to break it up into two syllables. You're breaking it into two syllables, but where you're stressing it, isn't it forward, or forward, preface as opposed to preface. How do you?
But, I mean,
what would you say then?
Forward is spelled differently to forward.
What? How would you pronounce it then?
Forward. Forward.
Well, forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Forward.
That's what it sounds
well,
like.
Well, I know it's kind of like the two words sound the same, but anyway.
Is this a 5 minute or a 10 minute?
No, it's a 25 minute.
Ooh, 25 year.
Yeah.
25 year domestic issue.
What else have you got in here? A title page, it talks. It's a brilliant, if anyone's writing a book.
It is a lovely little book. I mean, it's very dusty, but it has a nice little dust cover.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
And it talks about the frontispiece. There's an illustration that faces the title page, an important position that is justified by the significance or representative content of the image. In a biography, a frontispiece is usually a portrait of the subject. In a work of history, it might be a map or a facsimile document, and so on.
Now, how is that supposed to be pronounced? Because it says front is piece.
Frontispiece.
Yeah, front is piece.
She's having a go.
I'm not having a go. Well, I'm having a go at trying to make a joke.
But it's a fascinating book. It's a bit dusty on the top there because it's been on the shelf.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a nice sort of handy size. It tells you. So I want to find out. I've got a character in there who is the mayor in the book. And when he is addressed, Mayor Todd Telling, I can imagine that's when you would use capital letters for the mayor, capital MAYOR, mayor.
Mm-hmm.
But other times, I would be curious to know, and you said that when the mayor ran into the building, or the mayor climbed the mountain, or the mayor fell off the table, whatever it might be, would that still be capital letter when you're talking about the mayor in general as a... the room was, there was John, Jack, Fred, Bert, Arthur, and the mayor sat on the table, whatever. Would that be in capitals, or would you only do it when it's Mayor Todd Telling or the mayor answered? If he becomes the subject, as in the mayor stared at him with dark eyes, would that be it, or would that still be in lowercase? So I need to know about professions, I suppose, and capitalizations. So in here, it talks about full capitals are usually used for acronyms and other capital things. Small capitals are about two-thirds the size of large capitals.
No kidding.
But it doesn't give you any more information. The main use for small capitals are for eras and italic content. So if you're talking about AD, 25 or BC or whatever, bold type quotation marks, use of italics, question marks, obviously. I mean, it's got a bit, some of it's very basic. Emphasis and highlighting, punctuation, foreign names, does it all. Names including number or letter. It is unusual to capitalise names that include a number or letter. Sorry, it is usual, as in Route 66, Flight 17, Gate, such and such. Oh yes, there's a whole chapter, People and Languages, Words Derived from Proper Nouns. Here we go, trade names. Capitalised proprietary terms such as Hoover, Xerox, Levi, Coca-Cola, etc. Yeah, that makes all sense. People and languages. Titles, office, rank and relationship. Oh, here we go. Words for titles and ranks are generally lowercase unless they are used before a name. Ah, as as a name in the form of Tony Blair, the Prime Minister. Prime Minister. Oh, I see. So what it's saying here. Sorry about this. This is a bit of a learning curve for everybody, isn't it? So words for titles and ranks are generally lowercase unless they are used before the name, as a name or in a form of address. So in other words, you could put here Tony Blair. This is their example. Shows you when was this written? I don't know. Back in the. This was. I got this in 2000 and something. No, this was written 2005. Okay, but it's all still relevant because, you know, because books have been around for ages and they all adhere to the same principle. So
I still can't believe that's 20 years ago for crying out loud.
I know. Yeah, 2005. Yeah, 25 years, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Tony Blair, capital T, capital B, the Prime Minister, all lowercase. But if you're talking about him personally, so Prime Minister Tony Blair is capital P, capital M, capital T, capital B. President Bush, King, you know, da, da, da. But the Queen of the Castle, the King of England, if you're just talking about them in general terms, the Professor. So, yeah. So, has that. So, yeah, so when I'm talking about Mayor Todd Telling, that's when it's capitalised. When the Mayor walked into the room, he is lowercase. I think that's what that's saying, really. Titles and office and rank. Words for titles and ranks are generally lowercase unless they are used before a name. Exceptions to this, oh, here we go. There's some unique compound titles that have no specific meaning, which in many styles are capitalised in all contexts, such as Attorney General, Chief Justice, Foreign Secretary, Holy Roman Emperor, Lord Chancellor, Prince of Wales, Queen Mother. So, yeah, and now the Mayor of Biggleswick is not any of those, is he? Doesn't actually list the Mayor of Biggleswick in there. Personal entities and concepts. Anyway, I'm not going to bore you with all this. I forgot, you know, you get into this. What page is that? 96. That's yeah, something for me to read because I've got to go through the book because I wasn't sure and sometimes I've capitalised it and sometimes I haven't capitalised it and it's like, oh. So I've got to go through every mayor reference, of which there must be a thousand, and decide which version it's got to be. So there's all of that yet to do, even though you've got this far. You know, this is clearly what a publisher has to do when they've taken it on board, or an editor. Anyway, better go. Thank you for listening, if you did. And if you didn't, tough. Till then, bye-bye.
Tatty-bye.